but maybe it's wrong. But it's through Jesus Christ that I was saved, and everything was clear. And today I can walk, and nothing is troubling me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. God bless you, eh? Mr. Vic. Don't rap into my mic, eh?
I know God's with me. Hallelujah. Everybody. Here we go. Let's get some spirit here. Yeah, I just want to testify. About a month ago, I didn't lose my job. I derailed. And I lost my job, literally. From the schooling I was in. And the teachers I know. All I want to say is Pastor Rion and everybody that was here prayed for me. And this is actually, okay, now this is God talking through. I don't know how to say this. Usually you need a CV and you need to make an appointment in that. And last week I got a phone call just to come to Cecil, do my induction, medical. I passed everything. I'll start work tomorrow. So I'm shaking now. The funny part is, when I went for induction and medical, I'm actually enjoying this now. I didn't even know the company's name. So I just want to thank God and bless. And amen. Just have faith in God. Thank you.
Amen. You also want to share? Oh, it's a good night.
Good evening, everybody. Okay, I just want to say, me, makes now 3 months I was fired from the company I used to work. And those 3 months, every single end of the month, I used to go to the company because I could have seen they all ran away with my money. They didn't want to pay my liquidation, what was mine. I was 1 month there, 2 months, 3 months. They always come with excuse me, this and so on, so. And I could have seen there was a way that they didn't want to pay me. 2 weeks ago, when you pray for justice, yeah, that was, yeah, not last Sunday, 2 Sundays ago, you pray for justice. In that same week, on Thursday, they put every single money on my money bank.
Amen. Is there anybody else that wants to come and share while we're on a roll? Yes, please come forward. If you want to share a testimony, now is the time to come forward. Yes.
Hi, good evening all. I just want to say, my son passed away a year ago on 22nd of May last year. And for a mom to lose a child of 38 years old, very hard, very difficult. And no, I succumbed a lot to Pastor when we used to be in Rosettenville, Robert Shem. And we prayed about it. But when I lost my son, the day when he was going home, I used to pray for him every time for 5 years. He got better every time I prayed for him. But this time, the Lord shut my mouth. I couldn't pray for him because he was going to go home. And I couldn't stop him from going home. But the Lord gave me the opportunity to be with him that weekend. And I said to him, he waved to me. We were sitting in my mom's kitchen, and he waved to me. And I ran up to him, and I said, boy, what is wrong? And he just waved, and he kept quiet. And I said, mom, please give me the anointing oil. And mom brought the oil, and I just anointed him. And I said, I cannot help you. But speak to your daddy, and he will help you. He said, Jesus, save me. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, save me. And he put his two legs around my legs, and he hugged, and he went home to Jesus. It was very hard for me. It was very, very hard, you know, and I just prayed. But after 40 days, I prayed, and I said, I will mourn, I will cry, and I said, Lord, I need to see him one more time. And we serve a mighty God. And he's always awesome. And he will always grant you whatever you ask him, he said. And I know his phone call. It says, Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call on me and I will do great and mighty things for you. And I said, Lord, this is what I want. I just want to see him one more time. I don't know where he is. And as we were praying in a prayer meeting, the Lord has brought him in this room. He was dressed in a white suit and he had a royal blue shirt on and he had a white Bible in his hand. And that moment, I said, Lord, I cannot open my eyes. You know, I just want to see him for a while. And he was there and I knew the blue stands for royalty and the white is purity. And he was with the Lord. And the Lord will always be there for you. And the Lord healed me instantly then. People the next day asked me, Mom, what is wrong with you? I said, nothing wrong with me. I've just lost, no, I've just, my child just went to heaven. And they said, no, there's something else wrong with you. You are glowing. You're not the same like we saw you yesterday. But this is what God has done for me. And if God can do it for me, he can do it for everyone else. Thank you.
Amen. Do you want to share?
Not long, I promise. It just looks long. Hello, everybody. I'm sharing this because I've been coming here for a while. I feel like we've all been through lots together. And I just want to share. I grew up with ADD, and as often happens, epilepsy usually follows. It's proven that ADD patients are usually very intelligent. However, it's like you have an unscalable wall inside your head, and you just can't access what you know you can do. What's the other side effects are you have no motor skills. And you're usually quite behind when it comes to regards to your social skills. Most boys have a struggle with rebellion and anger, but knowing your full potential and continuing to fail on top of that and not having the skills to express yourself leaves you in a very angry and lonely place. After a while, you begin to feel like rebellion is one of the only things that you can control. What made it even harder was that anger, pride, and rebellion hurt my spirit as it really, really contradicts me who I am. I'm very peaceful. I'm very quiet. The second part of ADD, which I alluded to earlier, is epilepsy. And I used to get what felt like lightning would strike me in my head and then run all the way down to my feet. Our Lord Jesus made me a promise that he would heal me. In 2001, Rian visited Elna's cell group at Liberty Life, where my mom used to work, and she took the opportunity and came and stood proxy for me. A while later, I went for a yearly EEG scan. It's almost like when you scan the earth for earthquakes, and you get a little graph, but they do that for your head instead to check for irregular brain waves. And the doctor came back to me and he said he doesn't understand, but my brain waves are completely normal. I've never had any pain since. I'm sure that Rian and his team can testify to the encounters with my pride and rebellion that we've had. I can honestly say that at times the only thing that gave me the courage to come back was the way I've been cared for and loved here at WFC. So for that, I just want to say thank you. Demons live in your heart, so it's one thing to say that you're free from bondage, but to renew your mind every single day and to change your old ways of thinking is a choice. It's a conscious decision you have to make every single day to represent Jesus in your actions and not, by falling into old habits, serve Satan's kingdom. Sorry. Before I would be constantly defensive, I would take every comment as a personal attack, always wanting to fight. The toll it took on my family was severe. I can testify that writing this testimony was very difficult because it's just so far from the person I am now. I had an eye accident 6 years ago that cost me the sight of my right eye. The details aren't really important, but the doctor said that even all his years of practice, he'd never seen an eye accident this severe, even amongst construction workers who are said to get the worst accidents. So it's even a miracle that I have my eye at all. I don't mind talking about crying because I seem to do a lot of that here anyway. But to mourn and cry for the first time took me 5 years. 5 years. Until then, I basically just retreated into myself and I just didn't talk to anybody. The Bible warns you to guard your heart because out of it flows the issues of life. So here is one of my pearls to anyone who's willing to accept it. When you believe that you are broken in your heart, you will only ever attract brokenness to yourself. So it comes as no surprise that at the time I was coming out of a very abusive relationship. I have the metabolism of a racehorse. I've never weighed anything under 70, except maybe when I was a boy. I weighed 64 and I had 1% body fat. I was a shell of the man I should have been, and it was then that my father left my family and they divorced. As far as I can remember, our family was broken because my father, as the spiritual head of our family, had a lot of darkness in his life. That darkness permeated our home and our lives. When my mom was pregnant with me, a stranger arrived at our home and said to me, "Do you know that your husband is having an affair with my girlfriend?" I don't know if it was the first, but it certainly wasn't the last. My father is a narcissist. And just before I continue, all respect to my father. As my earthly custodian, I'm very grateful to him and thankful to him for what he's done. But this story needs to be told. He's a narcissist. He can only take care of himself and he can't understand sacrifice, which means he doesn't know what it means, what it is to love. I think the angels weep for him because of what he walked away from. I would have given anything to have what he had. I remember before the final divorce came back, went through, my father came back to stay with us. And it was like all the poison just followed him back. This heaviness just fell on the home. And I stayed out of the house as much as I could. I just couldn't stand it. Last week, Rian said, "Is there anyone who has had injustice done against them and needs to come forward?" Even though I went for my brother, and for the confusion that my father brings against him, usually with money and at the usual, subconsciously I went forward for my family. A very scary demon manifested. I know because the battle was so intense, I think one of my ribs was bruised or cracked. I had carpet burns everywhere. I recognized it immediately and I knew it was the darkness in my father. I instantaneously knew what it was, and just to have that full reality of what it was just broke me completely. But there is a happy ending, because whether he realizes it or not, even likes it or not, what he has done to our family can still serve God through this testimony. When I was on the floor 2 weeks ago, an angel told me, "Very soon God is going to move your roots. Prepare yourself. Your family is going to be fine without you." I was having, during the course of the following week, I was busy having my quiet time with Jesus, and he said to me, "I'd like to give you something." And I was like, "Nah, I'm not hearing right." And he repeated to me again, "I'd like to give you something." So I waited, and I said, "All right, Father, I receive from you in faith." And as I began to feel something happen in my heart, he said to me, "Here this is, you can name it whatever you want." I can't remember what exactly I called it. I think it was victory. But he said to me, "From now on, every single step you take forward is a step, every step you take is a step forward in faith." I didn't underestimate its importance. And I kept on telling myself subconsciously throughout the day, every step in faith, every step in faith. And by the end of the day, I was completely exhausted. From what I'm seeing and feeling, I can say that God's very busy. There is so much to do and not a second to waste. I could see an incredible harvest and healing happening between me, my mother, and my brother and I, and our new little family. I have no idea what's coming, but I'm excited. Jesus has given me some pretty big promises, and I can't wait to see them. Thank you for listening to my testimony.
Amen. All right, guys. We serve an awesome God and he's alive and well. And if somebody could testify tonight, well, we had four people testify, then you must understand one thing. What he does for one, he will do for another. Amen. God is not a respecter of man. Before we pray for you, we need to enter into an atmosphere of worship. You know the drill?